Dear friends in Christ, the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the central, most important revealed truth in all of our Christian and Catholic faith. It's what distinguishes us from all of the other great world religions. Many religions believe in God. Christians alone believe in the Trinity, three persons who are distinct but yet are not separated. They form one supreme being. It's even more fundamental than the other great truth of our faith, the incarnation, that God became man. Because, of course, long before Jesus was born in this world, long before the Word became flesh, the Word, the second person, was with God the Father and the Holy Spirit from all eternity. The readings from the Bible today are so beautiful we could spend a lot of time meditating on each one. In the first reading, for instance, from the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament, we hear how God's wisdom is made known in the whole of creation. Wisdom is presented as a person. We can, like, as something we can see just by looking at the beautiful world around us. It bears the sign, the stamp of God's wisdom and power in all that we see. In the second reading, St. Paul speaks to us, among other things, of how the Holy Spirit is the one who pours the love of God into our hearts. If we love God, that's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit himself is the love between the Father and the Son. A love so great, it's a person. When the Bible says God is love, that refers in a very special way to the Holy Spirit. And then in the Gospel, our Lord tells the apostles the Holy Spirit will guide them into all truth. He'll speak to them. He's the Spirit of truth as well as the Spirit of love. No theologian in the world can ever adequately explain this great mystery of how there can be three distinct persons and yet they're not separated. They're not three different gods. After all, God is infinite. He's far beyond our little puny human minds. And so it's not surprising we can't fully understand God. But I'd like to share with you for a few minutes one very well-known explanation that I think helps us, it's helped a lot of people, to understand a little bit better this great mystery of how there can be three in one. This was an idea developed in the 16th century by a holy Spanish Dominican priest and theologian. He's now Venerable Luis of Granada. And he developed the idea that we can make a comparison between God and the sun. That's S-U-N, right? The sun that's above our heads every day. And it's a very beautiful analogy. He says, first of all, everyone knows from the time we're a little child of 2 years old onwards, we know that there's only just one sun up there in the sky, right? Pretty obvious. So there's just one God, one sun in the physical heaven, one God in the spiritual heaven. But then he says, if we think about it, there's one sun up there, but there's a certain threeness about it. There are three, let's call them aspects or three facets of what the sun is. First of all, we all know the sun's a great big ball of fire, right? Well, a fire needs fuel. It needs material that's burning up there. So the sun, first of all, is a huge big mass of plasma. I think modern scientists say that's the state that it's in. It's certainly not liquid or solid or even gas. It's in a kind of a unusual state called plasma. It's the fuel. It's the substance of the sun, right? It's the origin of the light and heat that come from the sun. So Blessed Lewis, Venerable Lewis, says that that material substance of the Son, that's like God the Father. He's the origin, right, of the other two persons in the Trinity. But then he said, we go on. We think now, as well as that big mass of fuel up there, the Son is a huge, incredibly brilliant mass or source of light. He said that light, you could say the Son is light, pure light, not a single little dark corner there. It's all pure, dazzling light. He said that is like the second person of the Trinity, the Son, God the Son. And Jesus himself says, right, I am the light of the world. And he means there an intellectual, the light of understanding. In all cultures of the world, you know, we often use that idea of vision to mean understanding. Right? If you're looking at a problem and you don't understand, trying to figure it out, maths or something, and someone explains it to you, you say, oh, now I see. What does that mean? It means now I understand. I have that light in my mind. And Jesus comes to give us the light of the fullness of God's message, his revealed truth about our salvation. God is the origin, the Son is like the light. And finally, the sun up in the sky is a huge, big, massive source of heat. Absolutely, incredibly high temperature. There's not a single little cold corner in the sun. It's all pure, pure heat. And Venerable Lewis says that heat, that's what the sun is too. And that's like the Holy Spirit. Because heat and warmth in all of the cultures of the world symbolize love. Last week we had the Feast of the Holy Spirit, Pentecost, right? What's the color of the vestments for Pentecost? Red, to symbolize the tongues of fire that came upon the heads of the apostles and Our Lady at Pentecost. John the Baptist said, Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. Fire means love. In all the different languages and cultures of the world, it has that meaning, right? You sign a letter, warmest regards, it means, you know, it doesn't mean I hate you, it means I love you. If we say there are chilly, cold relationships between two people, what does that mean? It means there's no love. When a mother clasps her little baby to her breast, she's giving that child at the same time warmth and love, right? So that heat from the sun is like a symbol of the Holy Spirit, who is love. And when we think about it, those three, the fuel, the origin, and the heat and light that come from it, they're totally inseparable. That's why Fray Lewis of Granada said that this is a good analogy with the Trinity. Just like the three persons in God are inseparable. They're not three different gods, no. But he said it's the same with the gas or the plasma, the light, the heat that make up the sun. You cannot separate them. Even mentally, it wouldn't make any sense. We'll think, well, here's the fuel over here. Now we'll put the light from the sun over here, and here's the heat somewhere else. Doesn't make any sense. They're totally inseparable. Even mentally. And yet they are distinct, right? When we think about the light and the heat that comes to us every moment from the sun when we go out of doors there, it's one reality, all that energy coming from the sun. And yet there's a distinction there, right? Because that same one reality is light and heat, and they're not the same thing, because light is what we see, and heat is what we feel, right? A blind person doesn't see the heat, still feel the heat of the sun. So it's a wonderful example of how there's one thing and yet there's two about it. The energy of the sun is one reality, but it's light and heat, and there's a distinction between them. So in the same way, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit form one God. They're inseparable, and yet there's a distinction between them. And finally, this holy Dominican theologian pointed out that just as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit always eternally exist together, it's not that the Father came first and then afterwards came the Son and afterwards came the Holy Spirit. No, they've always existed simultaneously. He said that's also like what happens in the sun, right? That it's not that when that gas gets up to a certain temperature, then a little bit later it starts to give out heat. A little bit later still it starts to shed light. No. Simultaneous. In fact, of course, that's even true when we... with a little flame, if you light a match, as soon as that stuff gets to a certain temperature, boom, the flame comes out, and it's simultaneously with the heat and the light from that little flame. And so the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit always exist together. There's no difference chronologically, right, between them. So this is a beautiful analogy. Let's ask God to help us appreciate the great mystery of our loving God, who enlightens us through his Son, who sheds the love of God into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, and is our eternal loving Father. That's the great mystery we're celebrating on this feast of the Holy Trinity. When we go outside and look at the sun, let's remember, when we see the sun more often, that's like God. That helps me to understand my loving Heavenly Father, Jesus the Son, and the love of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.